Let your eyes be open for now. Notice the room as it is. Let your head turn slowly if it wants to. Neck moving first and eyes following. There is nothing to search for. Let your gaze land on three things you had not really noticed before. Notice shape, color, distance, or light. Feel the surface holding you as you look around. Let the eyes stay open or soften. Notice one ordinary exhale. No need to change it. Feel what moves and what stays supported. Perhaps feet meet the floor, the back meets a chair, or hands rest somewhere. Let the exhale be an anchor. Breath leaving, body supported, room still here. The mind is receiving more information. Notice whether the mind is replaying the past, rehearsing the future, solving, explaining, or trying to get ahead of this moment. That is what minds do. Silently say, "I notice my mind is thinking." Then return to one sensory fact. The temperature of the air, pressure beneath you, or one sound in the room. Thought can be here. It does not have to be the only guide. Let sight take the lead. Find five things you can see. Let each one be simple. A line, a color, a shadow, a surface, a small change in light. You do not need to name them aloud. Let the eyes receive what is already here. Thank your eyes for gathering detail, helping you orient, and showing you a world larger than your thoughts about it. Let touch and body sense lead. Find four things you can feel. Fabric against skin, the weight of your body, warmth or coolness, movement of breath, pressure or gravity. Let the hands feel their resting place. Let the body feel that it is in a real place, at a real time. Thank the sense of touch for showing where you end, what supports you, and what helps you come home to yourself. Listen for three sounds, perhaps one close, one farther away, and one sound in the space between. You do not need to like a sound for it to be part of this moment. Let hearing receive it without needing a story. Thank your ears for helping you locate yourself in a living world, and for bringing information that does not need to be solved. Notice two qualities of smell, if they are available. Perhaps the room, clothing, skin, air, or something distant. If smell is faint or unavailable, notice airflow or temperature at the nostrils instead. Let this be small and ordinary. Thank this sense for its quiet way of telling you about air, memory, comfort, and change, without asking you to think your way there. Notice one taste that is here now. Water, tea, toothpaste, the neutral taste of the mouth, or simply the feeling of moisture. If taste is not available, notice the tongue resting in the mouth. Let the jaw soften if it wants to. Thank this sense for pleasure, nourishment, discernment, and for reminding you that experience arrives through more than thought alone. Let all five senses become one field. Something seen, felt, heard, smelled, or sensed as airflow, and tasted or felt in the resting mouth. Let them come and go without ranking them. The mind may want to decide what this means. Thank it. Then return to the field. For now, observe more than you explain. Let attention include the whole bodily feel of being here. Not a problem to analyze, just the whole feel. See whether a word, image, gesture, or quality wants to arise. It may be clear, vague, or absent. If something comes, gently check it against the body. Does it fit a little? Let the body be part of the answer. Perhaps difficult thoughts, feelings, sensations, or urges are here. You do not have to remove them before being present. Notice one as part of the larger field. Let the senses stay available around it. A sound can still be heard. Support can still be felt. Light can still be seen. Making space does not mean liking what is here. It means it does not have to rule the room. If there is an urge, notice its body signature. Perhaps it leans, tightens, speeds up, or reaches. Then notice one sensory anchor: feet, breath, a sound, or a visible object. Let both be here. The urge is information. It is not the entire instruction. This is the gap where another choice can become possible. Ask yourself, in this actual moment, what quality of action do I want to stand for? Perhaps honesty, care, courage, patience, steadiness, connection, or respect. Do not search for a perfect answer. Let a single quality be enough. Being present is how you notice what matters before the automatic story takes over. Let posture express one small piece of your chosen quality. Perhaps the spine lengthens for courage, shoulders lower for care, hands rest openly for patience, or the gaze widens for curiosity. Look around the room. See three things. Feel one support. hear one sound. Thought is welcome here, along with the whole felt sense. Return with the choice to notice before deciding.